Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. Today on this program, I will be teaching on what is going on in Canada and in America as we close in on the election day. We can clearly see that COVID-19 has almost played out its course. Its usefulness has almost come to an end for the political parties to use for their agenda. Well, God is in control of everything. He puts down one kingdom and raises another. But the political corruption and the religious corruption that is going on all over North America is unbelievable. The pedophilia we're hearing about and which is starting to really come to the surface is unimaginable. The Lord will surely have to do something about all of this. God is exposing incredible corruption, incredible immorality, and even demonic worship. Yes, people are now worshiping Satan openly all over North America. They don't even try to hide it anymore. But we have to remember, God has a plan. And we need to understand that God's people are going to keep back the evil until God is ready for a one-world government. For you see, Satan is trying to push his globalist agenda, but it's not going to happen until God's timing. So regardless how often he tried over the years, which happened with Hitler, it happened with a few of these dictators. They were trying to make a one-world government. And now we see the politicians, especially in America, backed up by billions and billions and billions of dollars from very, very rich people who want to control the world. They are being backed up by those people, and they are trying to bring in a one-world government so that they control the masses. But God will stop it, because we are still in a time when God's grace is upon this planet, and there needs to be a harvest that has been promised in Scripture that will come to the front. And that we're starting already to see all over the place. Revivals are starting in different parts of America and even here in Canada. And I believe it's going to get stronger and stronger as we see God's agenda playing out in front of our eyes. And we, the children of God, we should know and understand these things. We should not be pessimistic about it, but be thankful that God is in control, and look forward to the incredible power of the Spirit of God that is going to move across this planet. So today I will explain to you how God manipulates kingdoms and nations. It's right out of Scripture. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. I thank you, Lord, that you will anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, the disciples of Christ would ask Jesus when the end time would come and what would be the signs of the times. And the Lord Jesus Christ explained to them a horrific time that is coming to this world at the end of the age. But then he tells them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 1, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." So this scripture I've been studying over the years. And when you study the book of Revelation, when you study the writings of different people, of different prophets and end time teachers, they seem to think that it's going to get worse and worse till the end, and then Jesus will come back. Yes, in many cases, that will be true, because technology tells you, you can already know what's going on all over the world in the moment it happens. And we as human beings, we were not designed to be able to know all that stuff. It brings depression. It brings incredible pessimism. When we know that how people are all over the world. Years ago, people did not know. It took them a long time to find out things, but by that time, it was already over. But the Lord says here, the time will come when they shall say peace and safety. That means we're going to have relative peace here on this earth. And I can already see that starting to happen. With Donald Trump being president, he's making peace all over the Middle East. The Arab nations are starting to sign peace treaties with Israel. But at the same time, we see the weather patterns changing. We see the signs of the times where earthquakes are getting stronger and stronger. And we also know that God wants to bring a quick harvest to this earth. And it says, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. That means we're going to have a relative time of peace. That's a far cry from what is happening right now. For the first time in history, all the world was under the power of COVID-19. That never happened in history before, where the whole world had to follow the rules and the laws of doctors who commanded they should wear masks, they should lock down, they should stay at home. It affected everyone in the world. That has never happened before, but now it's happening. And COVID-19 will lose its importance as soon as the election is over in November. In the States, you will see that COVID-19 will lose its political importance, and people will start to see that God means business. The people of God will stand up and declare that righteousness should be done. It tells us in Matthew chapter 24 in verse 36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." It's talking about when Jesus will come back. "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So what Scripture is teaching us here, that there's going to be a time of peace. There's going to be life as usually, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. These days, you're not allowed even to come together to have a funeral with more than a few people in some places. This is how shut down the countries are. But the Bible teaches here, none of that will be. So I can see things starting to open up. It's incredible how God is showing us how the political systems are manipulating the peoples of this earth. We can see it with people wearing masks. That coronavirus, an ordinary mask, cannot protect any person from coronavirus because the virus is so small it can get through any material that is cloth. You basically have to wear a rubber suit and be completely dressed up like a spaceman to be protected. So they know that, and they're using this thing as a way to control the masses. But that will soon stop. I want to show you how people operate and how God manipulates the situation. When we watch what's going on in the election in the States, and when we watch how the Canadian government operates, you will clearly see from Scripture that God is in control. I had a very interesting revelation on a situation that happened in the Bible years ago. It basically comes to this time we're living in. Listen to this in 1 Kings chapter 22 in verse 19. "There was King Ahab who was supposed to go and fight at Ramoth Gilead," the Bible teaches us. And God had a conference in heaven, and he wanted King Ahab to go to that battle and be killed. Now listen to what's happening in heaven. He had a conference with all the spirits that were there, with all the hosts of heaven. And he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne." That's one of the prophets teaching us this. "And all the hosts of heaven standing by on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so." And for those of us who know this story, this lying spirit came into the mouth of the prophets, and they lied that Ahab would survive the battle and win that battle, where in reality it was a lying spirit and they were not telling the truth. It's very, very interesting that those prophets had to tell the king a lie, but they told the king a lie because they thought they heard the truth. It was because God sent a lying spirit. Now, we know that Ahab died in that battle, and God's will was accomplished. Now I will explain to you how God will bring his perfect will upon the people of America and of Canada. Instead of sending lying spirits, he sends spirits that make these people, these politicians, to tell us the truth. And I will give you a few examples on what's happening here and what's happening down in the States. Here, our own government, Trudeau, he brings in a carbon tax, and he is very adamant about it, and he has to tell the truth on what he wants to do. He tells us 80% of the households will be far better off financially because of my rebate program. What a lie. How can people depend on rebates if he's going to steal all our money because of those carbon taxes? But God is forcing him to tell the truth. Now I want to give you a few examples on what's happening in America, how the Democrats are forced to tell the truth. They bring forth a Green New Deal, which will take trillions and trillions and basically break the country. They cannot afford what they want to do. They want to demolish houses and build new houses that will be more efficient. It's almost unbelievable what they're bringing forth. They're going to stop oil production. That's what they're telling people. They're going to close down the coal mines. There's not going to be any gas-operated vehicles. Everything will have to be run on batteries. And all the hydro, all the power will be supplied by windmills. How stupid can those people be? But they cannot lie that they're not going to do it because God is forcing them to tell the truth. Now, here is what God is forcing the American runner for president, Joe Biden. Here is what God is forcing him to tell the people of America. He tells them, the voters don't deserve to know what I'm going to do after I become president. Who in his right mind will vote for a person like that? But that's how God works. He's forcing them to tell the truth. And let me tell you, it will have its consequences. When I study the Word of God, I see how He puts down kingdoms and rises up another kingdom. And that's exactly how He's going to do it here. We're going to see some incredible stuff happening in the next few weeks. So open your heart to this. And on the next part of this program, I will explain to you what we should do and what we can expect. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
Come ye sinners, lost and lonely, Jesus' blood can make you free. For He saved the worst of
One of the worst things that can happen to a child of God these days is to be in discouragement. If you study the Bible clearly teaches that we should rejoice in the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should rejoice in what God is doing. For we all need to understand that God is in control. And people will not sabotage the plan of God. For God is the one that created us. And He is the one that's going to make sure things will turn out as He planned them. God has a plan, and they will turn out exactly the way God planned it. The tribulation that's going to come is a plan of God to bring the Jewish people back to Himself. The whole nation will turn to God in the end of the tribulation. But the tribulation is not meant for the children of God, for the bride of Christ, the Christian. We're going to be gone by the time the tribulation hits. This is why we say that God is going to remove the one holding back, that is holding back, and then shall the wicked one be revealed. And we can clearly see that the Christians are holding back the evil. It's the Christians that are standing up all over North America against the governments who are shutting down their churches, who are stopping them from gathering together. The Bible teaches us we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as you see the day approaching. But of course, we have many hypocrites in the church. We have many plants by Satan. There are a lot of Satanists in the churches of God hiding amongst the people, and many of them are discouraging those who truly want to follow the Lord. So it tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 4, "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. But you are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." When we study the Word of God, we know what's going on. And I've been listening to different people on YouTube. You can clearly see they're Satan's agents trying to somehow discourage the people of God by coming against the Church of God, by bringing in doctrines of devils. It's almost unbelievable what we're seeing happening in the churches today. They're definitely not following the Lord Jesus Christ the way that Christ has called us to follow him. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 9, "For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another." So this is the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ, is to comfort one another and edify one another. I know that in some countries, the Christians have a terrible time. They're being persecuted, they're being killed for their faith. But that's not what is going on here in Canada and the United States, even though they're working towards it. You can clearly see that. But that is not going to happen until the one holding back the evil will be taken out of the way. For we were not appointed to wrath, but we were appointed to salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to open up our hearts. The fear that the governments are placing into the people's hearts, the discouragement that many of the church people have because the pastors do not study the Word of God, they do not know what's going to happen, they have no clue what's on the horizon, they've been playing church far too long, more interested in the money they're making and then in the souls they're supposed to be saving. They need to turn back to Jesus, and God will open their eyes to the truth so that they can encourage their congregations, encourage them what God is going to do in the very near future. Instead, they're confused. They don't know what they're talking about, and that's because they're in it for the money. So you as Christians, you need to open your hearts. Jesus is in control. And the Bible teaches us that no hair will fall from our heads without God knowing what is happening. This is how close God is watching his children. He's keeping us from the evil one, and he's watching out for our well-being. He's interceding for us at the right hand of God so that we will endure unto the end, and we will survive these onslaughts from Satan. So open your heart to these incredible truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.